Major League Baseball is on tonight for the first time since last week's attacks. There are six National League games being played. The American League gets back into action tomorrow. Bob Brookover covers baseball for the Philadelphia Inquirer. He is this evening at Veterans Stadium, where the hometown Phillies are playing the division-leading Atlanta Braves. Mr. Brookover, how was this game different starting there at Veterans Stadium than just an ordinary game all through the season?
Well, from my perspective, it was different. As soon as I parked my car and opened my trunk, a guard who I know came up to me and said, you know, I'm sorry about this, but I have to check your bag today, which is something that's never happened in the time I've been here. So that was, it was immediately different for me in that way. And then since then, it's, you know, it's definitely not back to business as normal, because us as reporters are still asking questions about what has happened, what happened last Tuesday, and players are still talking about it. And, I mean, that's still in everybody's mind.
You mentioned that you had a bit of an inspection. Other aspects of security that have been increased at the park?
Yes, you could definitely see the increased security right away, too. Before the game, before the gates were open, you could see the Philadelphia Police Department lined up behind home plate, the supervisor talking to him about what the plan, game plan was for tonight. And that's something you never see here, ever. And but you saw it tonight. You'd see it in a postseason game, but never during a regular season game do you see that happening here.
Yeah. If you were just dropping into this game, would it seem different than something in July?
You know, that's probably been the biggest surprise at all, is that the people, they've kind of gotten right back into it. The one thing, that there's some banners out there just...
What did the banners say?
There's one that said Bin Laden is going down. There was one about having heart. A lot of different patriotic banners.
Now, last week, many players in Major League Baseball didn't want to play baseball. Many didn't want to fly, or a combination of both. They're feeling differently about it now, do you think?
I think as time goes on, yes, they'll feel differently. I think a lot of guys are glad to get back into it. And you could see tonight that once the game started up again, I mean, in typical fashion, the fans just immediately were ready to boo the Braves. They booed Chipper Jones. And Chipper Jones, in typical fashion against the Phillies, hit a home run.
Mm.
So, I mean, in that way, it was getting back to normal. I think things will be normal for those 2.5, 3 hours they're on the field. And I think... But I think when these guys get off the field, that'll still be there for a while.
Tell us about the national anthem before the game.
Well, you know, probably the most touching moment before the game was when the ROTC came out and presented the colors. They came behind the pitching mound, and however many people were here, they all stood and they started chanting USA, USA. I think that brought a lot of tears to people's eyes when they came out. That was probably the part that got to most people. Is there's our military out there, and the national anthem itself was good. People saying God bless America right before that was nice too. But that moment when the military came out there and they started chanting USA, that was something.
Mr. Brookover, thank you for talking with us.
Well, I appreciate it.
Bob Brookover talking with us from Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia. He covers baseball for the Philadelphia Inquirer.